Hello and welcome to another episode of Higher Education, where me and three of my friends discuss college and coming-of-age movies. We score them on their accuracy. We score them on if they're good or not. And we have fun doing it, you know? With me, as always, are Owen Belfuber.
Hey, what's up?
Adam Chaplin.
Hello.
Mason Dowd.
Hello.
And I'm Jake Dubkowski. Now, this week we watched a movie that I think many would consider...
Let's go, baby.
...the quintessential movie of the college genre.
The greatest movie.
A classic, if you will.
Adam's favorite movie.
This movie is in the Library of Congress.
No, shut up. I don't think it is.
It is. Library of Congress. I'm not kidding.
Oh.
Why?
Because
it's a classic, like we were just saying, of course.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Not much of a classic.
This week, we watched Animal House.
The greatest.
Animal House is to college movies as, like, Lord of the Rings is to fantasy novels, right? It's just, like, the father of all of them.
You just love Lord of the Rings. There's definitely another father.
Okay. Think about it like this, right? Like... Nah, never mind. I can't think of a good metaphor. We'll go with the Lord of the Rings one.
Do we want to preface this with anything, Jake? I feel like
I wanted to say some things.
Go ahead, Jake.
Yeah. First of all, this movie is problematic, right?
Like, 100%.
Don't get us wrong when we're praising it. There's shit in here. We're going to
bad words.
Like all the other ones. However, what makes this movie different than the other movies and most of the other movies to watch is that Animal House is a satire. It is not just a straight college movie. It is poking fun. It is a parody. It was made by National Lampoon.
But anyway, I think a good way to talk about this
is,
like,
is also the year.
You are laughing at the main characters. You're not supposed to be laughing with the main characters, right? The main characters say obtuse things. And you're going, oh, it's ridiculous because they're idiots and I'm laughing at them.
They're
not like commendable heroes.
It's
right?
A weird satire.
Don't get him wrong. Lutarsky's really funny, but he's also like, you would not want to
bad
be
bad guy.
Really.
Yeah.
And most of these characters. On that other note, I wanted to say, for something as shitty and problematic, I don't want to say shitty. For something as problematic as some of this movie is like, I don't want to say like left wing, but this movie is weirdly like in that like counterculture swing.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. We talked about this where it was like, this felt very inspired by counterculture because there's this established ideology and you even see it in like the scenes where they're anti-military or they're doing stuff to the military guy where it's like,
The people
that are cool, your heroes, are the stoner, not giving
pot,
a crap type
I was
of people.
Say the pot scene as well.
Yeah. There's a whole level of like, oh, your more stonery type of people are the cooler, more level-headed, heroic, quote-unquote people, whereas the people that are being more strict and rigid and conservative are a bit more... fascist like quote unquote.
Yeah. Well, the way the comedy works in this movie is like unlike college and the what was the other movie you watched that was not good?
Project X.
Thank you, Adam. The difference between this movie and that movie is that
I agree with you, American Pie, to an extent
Road Trip is that in those movies they are making fun of the people that the characters are making fun of. And in this movie, they're making fun of the characters that you're watching, not the people that they're making fun of. It's clear satire, something that I think the other movies were trying to do to an extent.
But still try to make a hero out of them at the end, this movie doesn't do that.
These characters have consequences.
Let's just be honest. Before we even get into the plot, every other movie we've watched has clearly been inspired by this one. And quite frankly, every movie that we will watch for this show that involves college or even the high school one, like American Pie too, they all take influence from archetypes in this movie. This movie is, I don't want to say the Bible of
You just called this movie the Bible?
Stop, but no, like the Bible.
You heard it here first. Animal House, you know, is the Bible.
House is the new Bible.
The Love Bible?
Owen, if you're taking your
that's a callback.
It's a problem.
That's a callback.
That is a callback. It's a bad joke.
Let's get into the plot of this movie.
No, stop. Let's get into the important part of this movie. There are some animals.
Yeah, the animal count. Mason.
I was going to say the most important
Mason,
part of this
what's
movie
the animal
is
count?
I have an animal count. I was going to be really pissed off if there weren't any fucking animals in this movie, but there were.
They delivered.
They did deliver on my animals.
I have the count.
And let me ask you guys this. Were there animals in houses?
Yes.
They were in the house, and then they were taken out of the house.
Mason, fish. There was a moose. The moose was deceased, but its head was on the wall. I'm not going to count that, but that is
half a point. Give them half a point.
There were horses, which were never in the house, but one horse was in the dean's office, right?
They put a horse in the dean's office. That's close enough for me.
Same horse.
There was a cow in the house.
No. I wrote cow. Seen leaving the house. No reason to believe it wasn't in the house. So it is implied that it was in the house, but we never actually see it in the house.
It was most likely in the house.
I think we're safe. You're forgetting
about the last one.
There's an elephant.
There was an elephant, guys.
also, we just got to say it. Some of those fellas in the frat, they were the real animals. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa, that's like the movie.
Right. But unlike college, this movie has a creative name. That makes sense.
This movie also, like...
Yeah, it does.
In retrospect, like, college took itself, like, weirdly seriously.
This movie didn't care. This movie choked
that's
so
right.
Much.
That's why
the satire didn't work in college. And why the satire...
You know what, Jake? That's a phenomenal point.
That's
like,
a really good point.
They broke the fourth wall in this movie. Like, they just didn't care.
Did.
I also wrote, while we're on the subject of college, I'm dubbing, we've kind of been like noting the cliches and like the laws of these movies, if you will, from a reviewing standpoint. I propose Carter's Law. Spelling something out is never funny.
Yeah.
Carter's Law.
Not a joke.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Owen?
He is a P-I-G pig.
That boy is a P-I-G pig.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
No, it's not.
I was thinking the other one.
Jake, that I think we should reference Carter's Law anytime we see something spelling out.
It's a weird trope that it's in, like, more. It's weird that it was in two movies back to back.
That is weird, yeah.
Now that we've acknowledged this, I feel we'll mention it more. Another one, I named this one after JB from Adventureland because that movie's very near and dear to my heart. JB's Law. The word boner is not funny on its own.
You got a boner!
Because there's a joke early on in this movie.
Boner?
Literally the joke.
I barely know her.
Adam, shut up.
Adam, stop.
Or him.
Terrible. I'm tough. Kick him off of the podcast.
Get out, Adam. You're bad.
Horrible.
Anyways, okay.
Horrible. That joke actually... You know what? No. I'm going to leave that in because he just proved that saying the word boner isn't funny.
Thank you for providing an example, Adam.
You're welcome, guys. You're welcome.
All right, we got to get into the plot
about,
of this movie, you guys.
Telling
we
you about
get
to watch
this
movie, even though Owen said it was garbage and terrible. But, you know...
I didn't say it was garbage.
Yes, you did.
I never
Throw back
that.
To the other one. Owen was dissing this movie.
I said it wasn't... Okay, Animal
but
House
But I said
is,
it was great.
Animal House has its issues, and
yes.
I will
oh,
not...
Oh, you're changing what you said from last time. Just
Animal
get,
House
just get it on
issues.
With the plot, Owen. You
Animal
can't
House
take it back.
Issues.
You can't take
Jake,
it back.
Get us started on the plot.
Two guys, honestly, and that's the issue with all of these movies, is that the characters blur together.
Yeah.
The two guys,
but this is something specifically in old movies. A lot of characters look very similar.
Very similar. So we'll just go right off the back. The two characters, they walk. They go to the Delta house. Like,
they walk.
Night for fraternities because they want to pledge. Deltas say, hey, man, fuck you. The Deltas are weirdly racist, too.
Those aren't the Deltas. The Deltas. The
oh,
Delta-
fuck. No, not the Deltas. The Omegas.
The Omegas.
The Deltas are
stereotypical frat.
Omegas, weirdly racist. So they go to the Deltas. They mingle with the Deltas. They pledge with the Deltas.
And yeah. Oh, I want to, Jake, I want to jump in here and say they even mention the Omegas are basically like Hitler Youth. Like, that's just kind of their
absolutely.
Owen referred to them as Hitler Youth. And we're all like, oh, ha-ha. And then, like, literally 10 minutes later, the movie, like, calls them Hitler Youth, which was
pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah.
It's, but it's, like, an accurate description. They're, like,
description.
Jesus.
There's something wrong with you today, Evan. All right.
So after,
accurate
after
description.
They pledge, after they pledge, you know, shit starts. And then something fucking crazy happened. You guys. I've never seen this. This is our fifth movie. This is the first time I've actually seen it.
I know what you're going to say.
Hang on. The audience, I need you to brace yourself. If you're like in the car, you might want to pull over because this will shock you to your core. You might start shaking in an accident. If you're like standing up, sit down, you know?
I am seated.
Okay. They actually go to class.
What?
They go to college?
Like, what?
They're in college, Jake. Why are they in class?
I bet it doesn't matter, though. Grades don't matter. It's college. Yeah. They're part of a frat.
It's not like GPA is ever going to go back and bite them in the ass or anything, right?
Yeah,
GPA.
Who?
I love that that's
you know what? We got to commend this movie for that. We have to commend this movie for that.
So accurate.
There's consequences in this movie.
If you watched College, our ultimately not biggest complaint, because our biggest complaint was that the movie is
like hell's fun.
Is somebody summon the devil and I want my wife back. And like the trade-off, his wife was dead. And the trade-off for that was that the movie College starring Drake Bell was going to get
it wasn't worth.
He was gonna
sorry, bro.
But no, one complaint we had was that there are no consequences. And there's really never like, that's something we didn't really care for Project X either, but we commended the fact that at the end of the movie, like, there are some consequences, at least.
Yeah, he has to, like, pay his dad for his college now. Like,
a lot happens.
No, he doesn't go to college. He goes
oh,
to college.
Right.
Also, at the end of this class period, a bell rings. Does anybody else
have bells? I don't know about that, man. If you went to college in 92
there's no bell.
And listened to this podcast, let us know. Like, on the phone or, like, Twitter or whatever, and let me know, like, uh-huh. Were there bell? Like, I don't know. Like,
I genuinely want to know. Yes.
Our listeners that went to college.
Dude, you don't know.
1962.
You don't know, Owen.
Our listeners in the 60 plus age range, could you please just message us privately?
Right. Actually, I thought that was our largest demographic.
Let's
bring up the stats.
I'll bring up the stats later. With the plot. So the bells happen. Then that night, like, the pledging starts. And we see, like,
Evan Banks.
Hold on. Give me a second. I am shocked. The Deltas don't haze.
No, the Deltas.
That's the point of the movie. It shows you that the Deltas aren't necessarily
the
worst.
The Deltas
people.
Do not haze. And it's
literally
it
just like, hey,
blows
man,
my mind.
Have a beer. Like, we're just hanging out. Like, yeah, like, they do a little bit. They mess with them. Like, they
prank, but, like, it's like, nothing like I'm going to spank you like the alphas,
it's
omegas.
The omegas. So then
– it's nothing. I'm a prude, and it's nothing that I would be uncomfortable with.
Yeah, it's honestly nothing that I haven't done to one of you guys. Like, we've messed with each other.
Well,
like, I would never give you anymore. A gun to shoot a horse.
Hey, there's a blank okay. in it.
Never mind. We'll I forgot that. About we'll the horse thing.
But that's a little different.
Cut to the Omega house. And Kevin Bacon is getting spanked. And what does he say?
Thank you. May I have another?
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
I guess you could call him Kevin Spanking.
This is another Jake thing, right? This is
no,
another Jake joke that we're going to not
movie.
Laugh at.
Yeah, I'm not laughing at that. I'm not giving you the
no,
satisfaction.
Jake, no.
Fuck
you. Don't deserve this. You don't deserve
laughing
that laugh.
Kevin Bacon. So I called him Kevin Spanking.
Hey, I would have laughed if you laughed at my joke earlier.
Hey, Adam.
Adam's still
you're no longer the lowest on the totem pole.
Nice, I did it.
For that joke. Jake is now the lowest on the totem pole. Adam, hey, Adam.
No,
you just moved yourself
off. Let's go.
Not funny.
The boner joke was better. All right,
I'll have to climb myself back up.
Wait till somebody else makes a really bad joke, then you're back up.
The one guy's in the army who gives a shit. But the army commander who's one of the three rivals. There's three rivals in this movie. There's the dean of the school who wants to kick them out. There's
the mayor.
The mayor.
Who wants to have a good parade.
Yes. And then there's actually four antagonists. There's the mayor. There's Omega House, who is like the rival frat. And then there is this army chief, Niedermeyer, who is
home. Niedermeyer. Mm-hmm.
Niedermeyer
is correct.
And so Niedermeyer makes him, is like abusive to him because he's a drill sergeant. And he's like, Niedermeyer loves this force, right? And this is one of the funniest scenes in the movie. To get back at the dean and Niedermeyer, who was it? Was it D-Day and Blutarsky, right?
No. To get back. Oh, you're doing the stealing the horse. I thought you were first going to do the golf scene.
Oh, the golf scene doesn't matter.
It's Blutarsky and D-Day that do the horse prank.
They steal the horse, or they lead the horse to the dean's office, leave him in there, and then they go. Okay, what was the guy's name?
Flounder. Flounder. They give Flounder a gun and say, shoot the horse.
Which is fucking hysterical. Like, just
meanwhile, when Flounder goes in, they say, you put a blank in it, right? And he's like, yeah. So Flounder and this horse have like a face-off moment for a second. Flounder's like, I can't do it. So he puts the gun up and shoots it. And the sound of it makes it freeze frame. Horse screams or whatever, freeze frame. It just dies. Has a heart attack. But the next scene, the next morning, the dean and the mayor are having a talk about, where it's the mayor or Niedermeyer are talking about the parade, and the horse is in the background. He's taking the measurements of the horse to get him through the door. He brings a chainsaw and starts ripping on the cord to get the horse out of the door.
That's funny. I love this. Was a good goof. This was a good goof.
It's so satire that like nobody else has even like tried/attempted, and yeah, especially in the other movies, like nothing even similar.
It was funny that they were shocked about the horse. Like it was funny that their plan didn't work. Like I think that's why.
Right. Yeah. And the lead up, because you don't know. Well, you know they're doing something with the horse, but like.
Yeah. It's really good, and it's funny, and I find it odd that so many movies have tried to copy this movie and they don't take anything good from it, like the consequences, the creativity, and the funny aspects of this movie, that and they just take all the dumb shit, because I have problems with this movie, and those problems are the things that the other movies take from.
Yes, absolutely. It's like other movies are like, what should we take away from Animal House? The sexism and the inappropriate language. That's what we're going to take away from this.
There were naked people in Animal House, right? Yeah, yep. Let's take that part. Why is that?
Even though that's like...
Well, what's really funny is that all...
Like the worst scenes.
And there's the next scene. Okay, wait. How do we get to the party scene? Because I want to talk
about it. So the next scene is them getting the test. On that point. Test grades.
Go ahead, Jake.
College is literally... Because I joked and quipped when we watched it. After watching Animal House, college is literally just trying to be Animal House. Like, so
in a hard. Really bad way, yeah.
Really?
The only difference is that college is also, like, a bunch of high schoolers.
Yeah, it has that. Without the soul, the originality, or the self-awareness that Animal House has.
Exactly. Anyways, continue with the plot, please.
So after the whole horse scene and everything, the Deltas are trying to get like test grades to pass their score, and the Omegas realize this and know this, so they find in the trash the test grades and put fake test answers in there. So the Deltas find those test answers, the fake ones, and copy it, and on their test they put it all in, and they think they're also
bad GPAs,
and to get better GPAs. And the next day it turns out they failed it. Some other frat's like, oh, by the way, like, you failed this test, because you know, they learned that they were...
For obvious reasons, they put all the wrong answers in.
Yeah, so they put all the answers in, they failed the test, and then now they're on double... What did he call it?
Double secret.
Double secret probation.
They're on double secret probation.
So they're on double secret probation.
Double secret probation?
Which means, like, one more mistake, and they're out.
So because of this, the dean has to go visit them because they failed this test so terribly. And he's just basically like, hey, guys, you're screwed. We're going to try to disband you. Like you're all this close from like suspension from this school. And you know, that's what makes sense. And then their solution to this issue is a toga party.
Hell yeah.
The one solution, a toga party.
So they throw a toga party.
Wait, you forgot about them getting groceries and stuff.
They go to the grocery store. That's a funny scene.
They go to the grocery store and one finds the dean's wife and flirts with her for a bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah,
continue, Jake.
Toga party. Let's talk about the toga party.
It's a great scene.
It's a pretty good party.
Really realistic party.
I'd love that party. Like, everyone's like interactive. Everyone's like saying, like complimenting each other's stories and everything.
They're literally just
handmade.
You know, they're rambunctious, but they're ultimately chilling. You know, and that's we talked about this before. This whole thing with the older you get with a movie, the more chill the parties are. You know, pre-2005 we'll say. Parties were all just like, let's chill, you know, we'll put back a few brewskis, maybe smoke some grass, you know, just have a good time, man. And then, like, at some point, you know, as we get to, like, the more modern day with the Project X, it's all about, like, getting fucked up and trying to impress the people around you.
You're absolutely right.
College is a great example of that, too, where it's like,
it's
not just a party, it's like an extravagant
trying to one up everything, you know.
It's like so big. It's got to be there's got to be tits and booze and weed and coke and shrooms and Molly and
if someone doesn't die, there's a problem.
And there's a person with dwarfism in the oven and he crashes the car into the pool cuz it's so cool. It's crazy. That's how you know the party's crazy.
I will say that this movie does a really great job at, like, it's funny, but not gross, right? There's,
there's the close-up comedy that people would focus on in other movies gets cut away from in this movie. And well, I respect
have, like, some like facts. That. You know, they knew, that him throwing up on the dean is funny. But they also know that we don't want to actually see him throw up on the dean.
Exactly. Now, another thing about this toga party is, this movie understands, and what another thing that I wish movies that were ripping off this movie that we've already watched would have taken from it, is that people aren't coming to parties. And I know there's some parties that do this, but most parties aren't everyone trying to get as drunk as possible in as little amount of
time. They're trying to have a good-ass time.
They're going there to dance wildly drunk. Like, you can tell they've drank, and they usually drink before the party, and there's some people drinking during it. But a lot of it's just dancing and people messing around and having a good time.
I'm going to go into a little media theory mode, you know, how like society influences media influences, you know, the whole life imitates art imitates life. It's very interesting how I think that the modern day, there's very much a divide between the people who party to just see their bodies hang out and the people who just party to get trashed, man. Is the divide between like what media you consume, honestly, which is just like an observation. You know, if you're, and I'm not trying to like rag on like the Barstool Sports side of the internet, but if that's
they're racist. They're grotesque. Rag on them.
Courtney can do a shot of Pink Whitney out of my asshole. Okay.
That took a fucking turn.
No, that's a good turn to take. I take that turn.
I don't mind the turn, but it's
what
a
I'm saying is the people who see Barstool are like, party, let's get crunk. Saturdays are for the boys.
Oh,
like, they're the
off.
People at the party who are the asshole and you don't want to hang out with. But the people are just like, oh, man, like here's a brewski, man. Why don't you?
We got a live band in the back, and we're singing some good old tunes.
You know, we got a movie on the TV that we're like half paying attention to. Like, let's just chill, man. Like, that's a very interesting like cultural divide, and I think it also depends on what college you go to, especially. You know,
this movie.
That's what I do most of the time. We just
this
chill.
Movie's main characters are high functioning alcoholics.
Plutarch. Yeah, no, that's a great way to describe it.
Like, I think that's the way I would describe this. Where it's like,
it's just like the booze. Plutarski is a fucking alcoholic. Like,
oh, absolutely. Like,
if he were real, it would be a little. I would be a little concerned. Like, if he were my brother,
there are some mental health issues with Plutarski that I would address.
Man. Like, I feel bad for the guy. Like, he's somewhat humanized in the movie. Not to like.
I don't want to say I feel bad for him. Okay, he's a creep.
He's a creep.
He started a trope that we've seen in every other movie we've watched.
Worse and worse and worse. Your Carters, your Costas, your. Literally Costa.
American Pie.
And you know what? Plutarski, you know what? I resent him for that.
No,
A little bit. I definitely resent him, and I resent those writers that made those jokes because it's old, and I'm done with it, and nobody needs to see it.
You reviewed this movie. It was not old when this movie came out. You know, Plutarski was fucking the Citizen Kane of jokes, dude. Like, in 1978, you went to a movie theater, you were fucking giggling your ass off watching him fucking throw the girl into the car or whatever, I don't know, or fucking peep in the girls. That's a bad scene.
Still gets punished at the end. He still
falls. The ladder falls and he gets hurt. So
where have we need to continue this
plot. So Toga Party, they get in more trouble, then they go to the law. They get the, what is it, courtroom?
Oh, yeah, they have a court hearing. Yeah.
This scene is the greatest scene in the movie, in my opinion.
There's a wonderful line. Yeah, okay.
Hey, do you want to describe it, or Mason?
This court scene is the dean and the university are trying the, what's the frat?
Delta
for their little, quote, crimes, which are really just like breaking university rules. And seeing if they're going to disband. They're trying to disband the frat. Mm-hmm. For obvious reasons. Their GPAs suck. And they're throwing a lot of not so good parties. They also blame them for stuff they didn't do.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of the parties and stuff. Like, you saw the party and lot of the stuff is really good. And then they make up some lies and stuff.
Their agenda is, like, pretty clear. But, yeah. Anyways, does somebody want else to go through this?
Yeah, the courtroom scene is funny. It ends with the first one from Delta House. The first guy tries to speak.
They tell him
guys, we have to go back. We have to go back. We have to talk about Otter fucking the dean's wife.
Well, yeah, Otter fucks the dean's wife. That's it.
Yeah.
I just felt like that was
one other thing.
Yeah, the good part about it is that it didn't last an important
precedent. I felt like that.
That is the OG. We saw it in American Pie when he bangs Stifler's mom. That is the OG, like going after the older woman and seduce it by being articulate, which is what Finch does in American Pie. He is articulate.
Exactly what he does. Yeah.
All right, continue, Jake.
This movie is just old American Pie.
This movie clearly had a lot, because you wouldn't think that it inspired American Pie, because American Pie is like a high school movie.
It's barely a high school movie.
It 100% inspired it. Okay.
100%. This courtroom scene is really funny.
They're being rowdy, like the Delta.
The whole Delta chapter's there.
They're going nuts.
They're trying to call us like order and stuff, and then Otto takes the lead.
Otto takes the stand, and he just
he gets up.
Yeah, the best line. He's like,
so are you brief?
He's like, I'm
don't worry, I'm pre-law. And he goes,
no, you're not, you're pre-med. And he goes, well, it's basically the same thing.
Take it easy, I'm in pre-law, man. I thought you're pre-med. What's the difference?
He makes this long, drawn-out speech about, like, how society's unfair, and if we are doing it, all the other frats are doing it, so shouldn't you blame everybody else? And they kind of just look at him confused.
He's
and
like, one by one.
Again, though, that's this movie being, like, weirdly, like, counterculture. You know?
Yeah, that's another example of it. Until eventually goes, God bless America and God bless you all. And one by one, they start walking out of the room without getting dismissed or anything.
You're not walking out on this one, mister.
And that's where 20, because they don't get any try. The try's just over.
You put it this time, Buster. I'm calling your national office. I'm going to revoke your charter. And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. Okay, I guess I think it's fine.
You bored, Owen?
No.
Owen doesn't like the movie.
He hates this movie.
Do you need
No, I'm fine with the movie. I'm fine with the movie. All right. It's a good movie. Like
20 minutes.
But no, I wanted to, you guys were waxing poetic about the courtroom scene.
Because it was so funny.
Owen, you're a pre-law student.
Yeah, why are you not like fucking creaming your underwear? I feel like this would be the one thing you would like in the movie.
Oh, shut the hell up. No, it was funny. It was nonsensical. It was like, oh, it's realistic. A bunch of group of guys are joining. What's the next scene?
Oh, the one you thought was funny with the girlfriend.
Okay, so this is just one of those scenes where, like, you need a sick sense of humor. Like, and I think it got me laughing, and maybe I'm a terrible person for this, but they find a girl who has recently died in the obituary, and they basically lie to her roommate in order to get a bunch of dates to go out to a bar. And it's just this sequence of, like, them being, like new levels of awful people. Like, it's just... It's just like new levels of douchebag, but it's done in a way that, once again, you're laughing at them. You're laughing at how shitty they are. You're not like, oh, they're tricking these girls. That's not what's funny about it. What's funny about it is like the level of shittiness that these group of guys are willing to stoop to. And yeah, it just had a comical aspect of like terribleness. It's kind of like when you play Cards Against Humanity. And
yeah.
Well, someone just plays that card, and even though you don't want to laugh because it's truly awful, you still end up laughing.
You got it.
Especially at the end, once again, they don't succeed in anything. One character's about to, and then they all get out and run, and they wreck the car.
Yeah.
Like, once again, there's a consequence.
Yeah, they never...
Also, they ditched the girls, but something nice that they showed the girls getting home, like, getting back to the college safe and everything.
Which I really appreciated, because I was worried about them.
Exactly.
And so then they're getting kicked out of the university. His car's totaled, and he's like,
it's a big dramatic scene.
Car. That trope of like, oh, it's a family member's car and it gets trashed. That always fucking happens. The car always gets trashed in
the road trip.
In the four movies we've watched, five movies we've watched now.
Yeah,
four of them feature a car getting trashed.
Hell yeah, it does.
Let's see. What else did I write a note of?
What was I going to say? Whenever the car gets crashed, there's this funny scene where, what's his name? Oh, Flounder is, like, super upset because the car is crashed and he's crying. And Otter comes up to him and is just, like, trying to convince him of some stupid plan to get insurance money. And then Blutarski hands him a six-pack of beers, and he goes, you're going to want to start drinking a lot more. And then Otter goes, trust him, he's a pre-med student. And it's crazy to me. Like I laughed because Blutarski being a pre-med student is just...
My advice to you is to start drinking heavily. You better listen to him, Flounder. He's in pre-med.
I thought it was a good joke.
God. Yeah.
Well, canonically, Blutarski becomes the president.
The senator, dude.
Senator.
No, I know my Animal House lore. He becomes the president in the Where Are They Now documentary from 2005.
Does he? At the end of the movie, it says senator, but...
Look it up on Wikipedia. No, he becomes the president. I will...
In what year?
I'm going to edit in audio clip into the podcast. Proving that I am right.
Okay.
Okay. No one's disagreeing with you. We're just asking.
We're just a little confused.
like no one's like, no one's like, no, Jake, that's wrong.
You said he was a senator.
Well, yes, because that's what it says at the end, Jake.
And he becomes the president.
Okay, we didn't know about that, but there's no need to yell at us.
Senators can become presidents. Obama was a senator.
But you can understand how us not knowing that you looked up this fact thought that you mistaked president for senator. That's not a ridiculous thing.
Clinton was a senator. She never became president, but she could have been. You know, it's not uncommon. It is not uncommon, Owen.
I'm not saying it is.
George Bush was head of the CIA. Jake. That's basically being a senator.
No, okay, here, I got it.
It's
a
not.
A pre-med
it's
student.
Not even partisan.
Hold on. A pre-med student with a 0.0 grade average, Bluto is responsible for allocating fraternity identifiers to new members. After a period of service in the armed forces, Bluto served as a senator before becoming U.S. president. Jake's right.
Okay.
He's becomes president.
I
didn't know that.
I never denied it. I never denied it.
Hey, if you think about it, he basically became the president in real life, too. Am I right, guys? Oh, snap.
You're still at the bottom. I don't know how
you get lower. I was talking about
Jimmy Carter?
I was talking about Jimmy Carter.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, what else is in this movie?
My head hurts now. Let's continue.
They put together an elaborate plan.
One last plan.
You know me,
because
you know
they got expelled.
When the movie ends with an elaborate plan, you know, even when it's in college, the worst movie, like genuinely the worst movie ever made, I still love that it ends with an elaborate plan. And this movie is why college ends that way.
You're right.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably. There's a good chance.
I'm sorry for referencing that movie so much. There's just a lot of parallels. It's like the Star Wars prequels. You know, they're horrible, but there are parallels.
Yeah, I will say, though, we often just talk about the last movie that we watch. That's like a new thing for us, too.
It's always fresh in our heads. Well, it's good that we can reference the prequel.
I don't think I'm ever going to forget college, though.
No, it's a blast. Like, I can try to repress it, but, like, when I close my eyes, I see them doing
Carter. You see Carter.
When I close my eyes, no, I see them doing the shot of tequila out of Bear Claw's asshole. Like, it's disgusting.
It's so gross.
Like, that is what I see when I'm trying to fall asleep.
You're giving me nausea.
Yeah, but you guys missed the toe sucking scene.
We gotta wrap this up here. Their plan at the end is.
Oh wait, before that, I want to talk about the Pearl Harbor reference.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
This had us laughing. This was good.
This was the best line.
Yeah. Where he goes, when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor, and then Otter goes, Germans?
He goes, stop, he's on the roll. Don't worry about it.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
Yeah, and it's a funny sequence of events.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going.
Anyway, they have this elaborate plan. Go ahead, Jake. You were gonna.
Yeah, they have an elaborate plan. He buys a bunch of marbles. You know, they armored the car that almost got destroyed. They turn it into a death mobile. They buy like mortar launchers with.
They lead the band into an alleyway. They can't
lead the band into the alleyway, which is hysterical, but would never work in real life.
No.
Basically,
if he had a uniform
of terrorism on a parade.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what it is.
Parade.
The end of this movie is an act of terrorism.
Which I don't know how to respond.
Okay, in real
but it's
life,
funny.
Who would have died? What was their plan if someone died? You know, they crashed the armored car into the van. They're launching mortars. The one army guy pulls out a gun and shoots it.
And tries to kill him.
And it hits the bottle, and then he goes to shoot him again to kill him. But then somebody...
A hand comes and picks him.
One of the floats hits him. Somebody would have died. And the one guy is getting like arrested by like four different cops, and then the girl comes up and is like, "Officers, officers, they're looting the one place." And then Even
though, by the way, he's resisting arrest.
Yeah, he was resisting arrest. There's a lot of illegality in that final sequence.
Which is funny because at the end of the movie, they freeze frame and say, "Oh, like what happened after this movie?" Nothing. Nobody's like jail except that like the Omega guy. The Omega guy is like
Otter becomes a gynecologist.
I'm in pre-law, man. Thought you're pre-med. What's the difference?
Yeah,
dude. They all get like the little freeze frame. Where are they now? The movie ends. You know, there's nothing really. We're running
there
out.
There are some
of time.
Funny freeze frames. D-Day is unknown, which is kind of funny.
D-Day's the funny one. D-Day's the funny one.
There's another scene that I want to talk about before we get to like the summary of the movie and stuff. Is the scene where they read their GPAs. It's good. Yeah, it's funny. It's so funny. They're at, wait. What's their what's the kid with the highest? 1.7.
Yeah, it's 1.6. Two C's, a D, and an F.
There is a funny scene where they go, Blutarski, 0.0.
All right, I'm going to give my score. I'm going to give my final thoughts and my score. Then I'm going to look up the good old Rotten Tomato meter.
You're going to look it up?
I'll look it up.
Sweet.
I got to say, it's funny. Every time I expect to like a movie, I hate it for this podcast. Every time I expect to hate a movie, I love it. Or at the very least, enjoy myself. You know, I've actually only truly enjoyed two of the movies we've watched, but that's neither here nor there. This movie was, in my opinion, the best one we've watched. It was just funny. Like, I had a good time. I enjoyed it. You know, it genuinely made me laugh multiple times. Overall, it was just a fun romp, you know? The casting is good. The writing is good. It is dated. A lot of the humor is dated. It's problematic. It's flawed. I got a dock at points for that. But overall, I this might offend you, Owen, but A-.
No, I was going to give it something. Here's how I feel.
I think A- because there are flaws.
Because our litmus – because here's how I feel. So – first of all, I agree with everything that you said. This movie is dated, and it has levels of being offensive and problematic that perhaps they did on purpose because it was set in 1962, or perhaps we should be more or less forgiving about it. I'm not exactly sure, but it definitely has those issues. But if we are doing the grading system that has been currently present, if American Pie is a C+. If College is an F-, then I think this has to be, because if this is not a B+ or an A-, then I don't think there's much that
can be
will
it.
Be
or even higher. Yeah,
because the genre is just inherently bad movies.
This genre,
right?
I realized this last week because we had just watched Project X, which wasn't good, and then we watched. We've established that it's bad. I think we've established that College was terrible.
Oh, College, starring Drake Bell, of course.
Starring Drake Bell, of course. College 2008 starring Drake Bell. It was horrible. And that was when I realized this genre is inherently bad. Like, it's hard to make a good college movie because all of the tropes in this genre are terrible. Like, the tropes in superhero movies and the tropes in sci-fi movies are, like, not sexual harassing people. And in these movies, the tropes, like, are sexually harassing people.
Yeah, and it's for those exact – oh, I'm sorry, Jake. Did I
– no, go ahead. I was done.
I was going to say, and it's for those exact reasons. If this movie is made today, I think it gets an A for me. But because this movie was made in a time where that kind of stuff was – more acceptable, I have to dock it on the super offensive and just problematic scenes and humor that wouldn't be considered humor but rather just assault. So because of that, I'm going to dock it like 5 percentage points or so, and I'm going to say it's probably a B+.
No joke, I love this movie. I think it's a classic. I think it's just a movie everybody should watch once.
Yeah,
it's sure. It's funny.
Once you're old enough, of course.
Definitely the jokes are getting dated. I thought when I first ever watched the movie, Bluto was hilarious, and now I think he is terrible and doesn't even need to be really in the movie.
He doesn't really do much.
Yeah, like he
remember.
Yeah, like he's the character everybody's like, oh, this is Animal House. Like this, everybody knows him from Animal House, but he doesn't do a lot except like a speech.
Yeah.
Like Otter does a lot.
One-liners.
And then girls. Even then, like, yeah, but I'd still rate it an A, like especially with like how Owen was saying about the scales and like if I'm giving freaking like American Pie like such a high grade, I think I gave it like a C+.
Did you give American Pie a B-?
Did I?
Yeah.
I should change that. Can I change that to a C+? I need a movie that needs to be down. Anyway, this movie's a lot better than any other movie, so definitely just an A for me. Like I think it's good.
Great middle ground A.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Wow.
Mason.
Okay. For me, it's good. It's not, in my opinion, great. I think it does a lot good, and I think it does a lot bad. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of good in this movie, guys. It's just that there is a lot of bad, which is sadly the stuff that's been taken from this movie and put into other movies that we've already had to watch. So, because of a lot of that, I'm going to go with, like, I think I'm just going to go with a straight B. I think it was good. I don't think it was great. I liked it at points, and then at points I was just kind of like annoyed with it. And then, but there were a lot of funny things. So still, yeah, straight B.
Okay. Cool. So yeah. I looked it up. According to Rotten Tomatoes, I was the closest. It's 90%.
Nice job.
To IMDb, though, Mason is the closest with a 7. Wait, Owen, what, you gave it a B+?
B+.
Yeah,
Mason is the closest with a 7.5 out of 10.
Nice.
And Metacritic, Mason is also the closest, 79%.
Woo.
I think all of those are like fair numbers.
Yeah, those are absolutely fair.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely, this is a movie that some people will enjoy and some people just won't. This isn't a movie that like everyone is going to watch and be like, this isn't like Parasite, but where like anyone who watches it like is like, oh.
But like you said, Jake, for this genre, this is really good.
This is like the fucking Schindler's List of college movies.
My opinion of this being good might be influenced, and we just watch college, and I think that's influencing a lot of us too. Yeah, is that this is just we're fresh. Just
we should have watched this first.
Next
we should have started off high.
Then we're sticking with the college themes. I believe we are watching our first sequel with American Pie 2.
Oh, we're doing that, not Van Halen.
I think we're doing
Van Wilder.
Van Wilder.
Wait,
no, let's see.
Fuck me.
Van
Wilder. We're going
to do one of the two.
Pie 2 next week. Remember, keep tweeting at us with suggestions for movies. Keep listening, please. You know, we love it when you listen.
Legally Blonde.
Yeah, please remember to keep requesting that we watch Legally Blonde.
Submit.
continue to follow/subscribe/whatever. iTunes and Spotify, please leave a review. And if you do leave a review, tweet at us. We'll see if you left it there. And then you can tweet recommendations for what type of movie that you would like to see next. So far, we haven't seen anything. So we're just going to continue to pick out.
That's a lie, Owen. We have
we
seen.
Have seen
we've seen, we have we've seen, right. we've seen actually three we've great seen, movies three that great are actually movies. Like a trilogy, maybe.
Yeah, I know.
Hold on. But wait. Wait.
I wouldn't say all three. Of them
is any of us?
I wouldn't say any of them are great, but we gotta watch.
Has any of us? Has any of us gone to law school?
Owen.
Has any? Wait, Jake.
Hang on. Are any of us in fraternities? No, but we still. Were any of us high school students who went to college for a weekend and stayed at
fraternity? But not like that.
No, you didn't stay at a fraternity for a weekend. You know, you didn't do shots and lick a guy's toes.
Owen, have you been to a party?
It's completely different. It's completely different.
Owen, have you been to a high school party before?
Hold on. Can we pause?
Hang on. We never threw the largest party ever that got on the news and got
killed people
and. Charges all while you were filming it for a documentary for your media class. No, so I think we can watch fucking Legally Blonde. Okay,
but that's not the basis of the goddamn podcast,
up.
Jake.
Shut the fuck up. Okay,
there is a specific.
Owen, we're done ending the podcast with this argument.
Owen, I understand that you haven't been to law school, but have you even been to a party?
Top of the list is Mason Owens, now at the bottom of the list because of that roast. James made it from the top.
Thank you all for listening. This has been another episode of Higher
Top of the Totem Pole, baby.
Make sure you follow us on Spotify, follow us on Apple Music. Let us know if we should make social
media. Tweet at Jacob, you think Legally Blonde is a college movie or if it is a graduate
school. I'm tweeting right now.
Make a Twitter poll!